Here's today's news from Rail Technology Magazine in association with Transcity Rail on Friday, the 12th of April, 2024. Network Rail's Wales and Western region has announced Tim Walden as its new Capital Delivery Director. Tim joins from the company's Southern region, where he has served as Capital Delivery Director since June 2022. He was a driving force behind the completion of CP6 and has supported the creation of the Southern Renewals Enterprise, taking the region into CP7. Under his leadership, major resignalling schemes at Victoria and Feltham reached completion, along with the Gatwick Airport station works. Network Rail has worked in close association with the British Deaf Association to install British Sign Language customer information screens at Edinburgh Waverley and Glasgow Central. The two stations will display BSL on their main boards and subboards as part of an ongoing investment to make Scotland's railway more accessible for deaf passengers. The latest information on trains from Network Rail's control room will be converted into BSL on the displays in real time for passengers. The displays will soon also show emergency and security messages and information about works that may impact journeys. And two leading Portuguese and UK railway trade bodies have signed a memorandum of understanding that will lead to greater cooperation and collaboration between the two industry associations. The RIA and the PFP signed the memorandum at the British Ambassador's residence in Lisbon as a UK rail trade delegation of 16 companies visits Portugal this week. The two associations will work more closely together to help boost each country's export potential in rail. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin and check out our stories in full on our website, railtechnologymagazine.com.